Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so grateful to be with you guys today. This is the Wednesday before Mother's Day, May the 9th, and I am so excited about Mother's Day. I am a mom, so it's another holiday celebrating moi, which is great. It's such an honor to be a mom. You guys, I'm so blessed to have such a wonderful blessing straight from God. I don't know if you guys know the story, but I hadn't planned on or thought about having any children in forever and never. And so it's just such a blessing to know that God is able and to bless and just to continue to do things just so abundantly. I mean, he's just amazing. So I'm really glad about that. And just wanted to share that with you, that Mother's Day is truly, truly a blessing and truly a gift from God. Well, now let's go on to today's weather on May the 9th. It is 73 degrees right now in DC. It's sunny degrees. It's sunny and it's going to get to a high 79, which is hot here. Richmond, Virginia, you are 69 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 79 degrees as well. Detroit, Michigan, you got some good weather today, partly cloudy. Your high right now, you're 72 degrees and your high is also 79 degrees. Jacksonville, Florida. Okay, you're going to break us out of this 79-degree weather trend happening right now. You are 78 degrees sunny right now, and your high is going to be 82 degrees. And we have Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia, and all my friends there. Mostly sunny, 75 degrees, and your high is 82 degrees. And Augusta, Georgia, you are 74 degrees and sunny, and your high, 86 degrees today. If I did not say your city, state, country. However, I love you guys so much. And I just know that God is blessing you no matter what the weather is. All right. Well, listen, we got an awesome show for you today. I'm super excited. We're celebrating Mother's Day. So we got some great surprises for you today. We got some moms on here. We're going to be talking about mom love and kid love and what it's like to be a mom, sharing some funny mommy stories and things like that. So this is going to be a great tribute to our moms today. And happy Mother's Day to you all. It's your day, too. So we're going to be celebrating together, even those that are operating as mothers. If you're a guardian or whatever, you are a mom, we're going to celebrate you today as well. All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and bless you for this day. Lord God, we repent of all sins that we did, said, and thought that was not pleasing unto you. We thank you that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it, Father God. We ask you to continue to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Father. And we ask you not to take your anointing away from us and give us the willingness to sustain us, Father God. We exalt you. We lift your mighty name up high. Anoint the airways, Father. Let every listener be blessed, Father God, and encouraged and motivated and elevated, Lord God, and increase in wisdom and knowledge this day in Jesus' mighty name, that you may get all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and praise your name. Amen. All right. Well, listen, we are I wanted to share something with you, though. I mean, this is not necessarily a mommy or a parenting situation. This is just us as human beings striving to live every day like Christ. I just thought about something that came to my spirit, and it really blessed me that the Lord would correct me in such a way. So I wanted to share it with you guys. A lot of times, when we fall into some kind of sin of some sort of, you know, something drags us out of some temptation, rather it be a dispute with another person or rather it be some kind of situation altogether that drives us away from God, you know, that has us to act out of our Christ-like behavior. Let me go to the feel good of it. It may feel so good to react in that way, react in the temptation, during that temptation. And then later we feel convicted. And God was really giving me the question just to ask not only myself, but the body of Christ. Are we convicted because we regret the act or we regret the person that we acted with? So there's like a big, you know, question mark right there. And I know some of you are like, what? Well, this is the thing. if you got into a dispute with someone, or you had a sexual encounter with someone, or if you, you know, just fell into some kind of temptation, and, you know, are you convicted from the conviction of, okay, I did wrong and I take ownership of that? Or are you convicted because it didn't go the way that you thought it would go? So it's either the person or the situation that you feel your conviction, because the reason is because he showed me that there's a major difference in the two. Because if you are convicted by the act in itself altogether, then you can repent and turn away from that. No matter what, how it looks coming at you, no matter how it sounds coming at you, no matter what devices the enemy uses to try to tempt you into falling back in that act, if you are truly convicted in that act, then you would, you know, be able to repent and, you know, be done with it. But then we have the other side of that. If it's a person that may not have treated us right after the act, or, you know, we feel bad because they didn't, you know, love on us the way we thought, or the person didn't react the way they thought, or they didn't change the way we thought. If it's a dispute, then we might be regretful of the person or the situation rather than the act. So there's a big difference. So I challenge you today that whatever it is that is a repetitive offense against the kingdom of God, against God himself, against your journey, against your destiny, I would question that to yourself and ask God to give you the strength to actually be able to fight up against that thing. Rather, if it's even both, if you're convicted from both, those are both areas that you definitely want to be able to have authority over and to overcome. So the enemy won't have, you can close the doors to all of his vices. You don't have to be tempted in that area at all, especially if it's a repetitive thing. You want to definitely make sure that you're covering all the bases, because he's a sneaky, slithering snake, y'all. And he will try to keep coming in and keep coming in and cause you to continue to, you know, be condemned and feel guilty and feel shame, where God says, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So I want you to cover all the bases. This is something that the Lord reveals to me, you know, from time to time in prayer. He's able to reveal things to me, the enemy's tactics in different ways, because we are warriors for the kingdom of God, and we have an adversary, and his thing is to seek, kill, steal, and destroy. And so if he can steal our identity, if he can steal our character, if he can steal, you know, our desire to please God, that's exactly what he's going to do. So whatever it is that is repetitive, just keep in mind there's all different things. There's the trigger and there's the triggy. There is, you know, there is the act, and then there's the partner, the act with the partner. So you want to make sure that you're covered all of that, and just take authority against the adversary, bind them, cast them out, and just plead the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name, and plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, body, and soul, and allow God to heal those areas and strengthen you in those areas and open your eyes to his tactics, because like I said, he's trying to destroy the body of Christ, and we don't want that. So I want you to be, you know, you don't want that. You've come a long way. You know, seeing God move on your behalf, and the more and more you grow in the things of God, the more the enemy wants to come. So again, you know, I know that I've counseled a lot of people. And whenever they, you know, thought that they were in love, or they, you know, fell into temptation, physical temptation, they feel convicted, or they feel regret because it didn't turn out the way they thought. And that's the whole reason why God didn't want us to do those things, not just because of, you know, different diseases and stuff like that, but because he wants to protect our emotions and our heart and our mind. And a lot of times confusion comes in and things like that. So I just want you, you know, just to share with you what God has given to me also and told me to share with you guys, because I know it's going to bless somebody, and it's not for you to be condemned. It's just to get up, repent, ask God to forgive you. I mean, once you repent, he's forgiving you. Move on and just be aware, be sober, you know, be, you know, alert. You continue to pray. All right. All right. Well, I hope that blessed somebody, because it blessed me. I was like, wow, that's deep. You know, I never thought about that. And I'm going back in the past and, you know, past mistakes and things like that. And I'm like, gosh, you know, now I can see why he continues to come, because I think it was more regret than it was the actual repentance of the act. So anyway, big difference. So anyway, listen, we got a special guest today. I'm super excited to have her. I fell in love with their family, y'all. They are the bomb.com family. I just love their energy. I love their parenting. I love how their kids are just so free and fun. They are so funny. I just love this family. Dominique Haddon is going to be joining us. For those of you all over the world that may not know exactly who, because Dominique is the great balance I see with her husband, Dietrich Haddon. That's a gospel recording artist, award-winning gospel artist. He is an actor. He's a fashionista. He's all kind of things. But this woman is the backbone, I believe, behind all of that. And she's just amazing to me. And anybody that can keep up with that speed, I just love it. Anyway, they have a beautiful family. I can't wait to hear from her. We also have Jeff Hill. He's going to be giving us financial tips. Our financial consultant is going to be giving us financial five. And also my girl, Gina G, co-host, she's going to be giving us trending tea. And also what she say. But first, we got to give a shout out to Dewan at Salon Dewan. She is a wonderful, amazing hairstylist. And she is actually doing something spectacular for the kingdom. She's actually doing weaves and all of those different things for the kingdom of God. She's done wigs. She does it all. She's got products and all kind of things. If you are losing your hair, you got thinning hair, Salon Dewan is the place that you need to go to. She's actually doing some PSAs with in DC with Lord and Taylor and so many other places, because her heart is definitely for those who have been diagnosed with breast or cervical cancer or any illness that can causes hair loss. This is the person that you need to talk to. If you got thinning hair, she does free consultation. She's amazing. She accepts Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Kaiser. She accepts all the health insurance. You got to get in touch with her. 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. Dewan at Salon Dewan. Go check her out. All right. Let's move on. Dominique Haddon, how are you, girl?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am so glad. I know it's bright and early for you, and God knows I appreciate you for joining us on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Thank you so much.
Oh, I appreciate you for having me. It's not too early. I get up around 6:30 to get my kids ready for school, so not too early for me.
Oh, well, good. I'm so glad, Dominique. Listen, you know, when I saw you at the Stellar Awards, I just fell in love with you before then, but I was just so glad to meet you. I love your energy from the first day you were introduced to all of us on television. I just was just like, this girl can hold her own. And I just loved your energy and your confidence, and just even seeing you grow as a mom and you know, further going into being a wife. It's just amazing. I was led literally to contact you to do this special show for Mother's Day.
Oh, I appreciate that. Sometimes it's difficult trying to be yourself when you're married to someone as great and powerful as Dietrich Haddon. But I just thank God I'm able to still be seen in spite of how big he is in the gospel community. So I appreciate you for recognizing me.
Well, you definitely are seen. And I'm telling you, it's just like I said, and I even agree with you on that. He has a big personality, but you are able to just be, you know, with him and hold it down. And I just think that it brings out so much more out of him as well. But I want to ask you, what is it like being a mom? You got how many children? Three children, right?
Three kids. Yeah, two girls and a boy. I say it's rewarding, yet at times it can be difficult. Just trying to make sure you give them all the attention that they need. My kids need a lot of attention. They want it all at the same time. So I try to manage that, and when I'm able to get them one-on-one, that's better for me. I'm able to enjoy their personality. It's a lot when it's all three of them at the same time. They all have different personalities. So trying to take all that in at once is sometimes overwhelming, but enjoying. But when I'm able to do one-on-one with them, I'm able to give them the love that they need and the attention, and just to see how they have blossomed into little people, you know, and kind of mimic me and Dietrich. So I love being a mother.
That is awesome. And the first thing that I think about is, you know, I only have one boy, and I don't even know. I can't even imagine having three different personalities. That's got to be just amazing in itself, to just see how those personalities develop and everything. And then you said that you make time for them individually. That's amazing. That's nothing but God, because especially with you guys' schedule and you able to do that, that's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you have to do that for your kids, especially if you have three. It was easier when I had one. I can say that when I had Destin, I was able to give her my full attention. Even though I was working at the time, I was able to come home and be a mommy to her and play with her and teach her things. But I had more children, it just became a little bit more difficult, because you have to make sure you're not neglecting one by focusing on the other. So I just try to make sure I spend a little bit more time with them individually, so they can know that there's no love lost. You know, me and Daddy just decided to have more children. We didn't run it by you, so so I just want to let them know they're special and they're appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is it different raising two girls with a boy? When you finally had the boy, and he's so cute, they all adorable. But when you finally had them, was it easy for you to adjust to, you know, the difference? And what are the differences? But besides the genius, of course.
Right. Well, with the girls, I'm a girl, so it's pretty much easy. You know, they like dolls and makeup and, you know, just to be girly, so it was easy for me. The adjustment was having little Dietrich. We call him Bear Bear. I was very afraid. I would talk to my mom like, okay, this is a boy. He has different parts than I have, and I'm just afraid to change his diaper. I just don't know what to do. My mom was like, girl, just put a wipe over it and wipe like you would do to girls. And I was like, okay, I'm just nervous, so... And in today's society, it's just you want to make sure he's not too feminine, you know, but sensitive enough to, you know, to know when you hurt someone, but strong enough to know to stand up for himself and things like that. So just trying to find that balance, and I didn't want him to be a mama's boy, even though he is anyway. I wanted him to know, like, you got to be independent of mommy, you know, and when you get a wife, I don't want her to be looking at me crazy like, you all you wanted is your mama and stuff like that. So I just tried to make sure I gave him a healthy dosage of mommy, but allow him to blossom into the man that I want him to become, to be independent, to do things for himself, not depend on a woman, you know, think that a woman is supposed to take care of him and things like that. I just wanted to make sure I instill that in him, seeing that he's the only boy. And my brother, you know, was the only boy too, as me and my sister. So I just saw how in certain areas my mom didn't instill certain things in him. So I wanted to make sure that I didn't neglect those areas that I saw that my brother was neglected in. So those are like the difficulties of that, yeah.
Dominique, I love that, and I couldn't agree with you more. And that's what I'm so specific about with my son. Like, I literally, he's 13 now, but I want him. He's cooking his own food, and I mean, not always. I'm still gonna be mom, but for the most part, he's cooking his own dinners. He's making his lunches for school. He knows how to, you know, he's washing the dishes. He's cleaning up his room and things like that, because you do want them not to depend on and go from looking, you know, from mom to look for somebody to be another mom to them. You want that to be different. And I've seen some of that, and I agree with you. I didn't want that for my son as well. And I think it works well, especially if they go to college. You know, when they go to college, it'll be good for them to be able to be self-sufficient, you know, and not be all laying around and doing all that. You know what they be doing. So we don't want them to do that. So what's the blessings God gives mothers through children? What do you think it is?
The thing that comes to my mind is purpose. Sometimes
in
life, women, we don't understand our purpose. And I think when you have children, it allows you to say, okay, I'm nurturing, I do this, I like to help people. It just kind of brings out the things that you didn't know about yourself. And through motherhood, I have learned that I'm patient, you know, and I can deal with I can deal with a lot of different situations, a lot of different personalities. It showed me how much of a leader I am and how I'm able to lead people even when they're difficult. You know, sometimes your kids can be very, very difficult, but you know, I don't stop loving them because they're difficult. It showed me, you know, and adding to that, it just showed me how much love I could have and compassion I could have for somebody that's, even though they came for me, they're still their own individual. They're still going to have their own journey. So it's allowed me to be sensitive in that aspect. So I just think purpose is what jumps out at me when it comes to
that. That's good. That is so good. And that's the, I think purpose, that vision, and that burden, I don't want to call it like a burden, but that responsibility of purpose, let me just say that responsibility of the purpose will continue with you as they get older and become teenagers, because I'm telling you, it's shocking. It's like one minute they're huggy-dubby-dubby, and then the next minute they're like, who is this person? And God taught me, and I love it, because my son, Emmanuel's very easy breezy. He's very, you know, very mellow, very wise for his age, but not grown. He's a kid, but he's very mild mannered, and he has his time when he wants to be by himself and things like that. And I let him. I don't want to be that mom that's like all in his face and, you know, taking up his time. I want him to have a life, you know, and if I feel like I'm doing that, then that means I need a life. And God that's what that means. Moms out there that's doing it, let me be the first to tell you that you need to get a life, because if your children are your life and they're not able to have their own, you know, identity and their own, you know, journey and be with their friends and things like that and grow, then that means that we're smothering them, and that's not good. We have to give them space to do that. And also, God had taught me, Dominique, I don't know, you probably have realized this with having steps, because your children are different ages, but they're all still, you know, kind of young. And so you're seeing it earlier than I did, because I didn't have that opportunity. You know, I didn't have that opportunity to practice with just my one son, and I really wanted more, but God, you know, saw fit. I'm blessed. So anyway, to say all that to say is that he taught me that I had to grow with my children, meaning that I can't talk to them the same way that I did. I can't talk to him the same way as I did when he was 4 and 6 at 10 years old. Like I can't talk to him at 13 the same way that I talked to him and dealt with him at 10. So how are you finding that adjustment? Because you're in the midst of, even though your oldest is growing, you're still with the stages behind, you know, behind her. So how is that adjusting to the baby and the middle child and then the oldest? How do you keep that, girl? That's amazing.
Ooh, well, I hope I'm doing a good job, but let me see. For Destin, she's 6 now. It's still a little difficult for me, because she still wants to be the baby. They all want to be a baby, so I have to explain to her, like, you're 6 now. There's things that you have to do at 6 years old that you were already a baby. You were already 2, you were 3, you know, and explain those things to her. And sometimes she just wants, you know, mommy to hold her. But at other times she's very helpful. So she's like, don't do that. Sit down. she sometimes give out whoopings when, you know, she's not supposed to, but she, you know, she, but she, you know, she lets them know, don't do that. She lets her, you know, she helps me in that area. And Denver, which she's four now, she's also a mother. And at times she doesn't understand that she's not the mom. And, I have to talk to her, in a way where, you know, she understands and she thinks she's grown older than what she is, but she, you know, she's not. So I have to, you know, kind of talk to her like, you know, you're four. You're going to be six soon, you know, so you don't have to rush it, you know. Just enjoy being four. It's okay. And Bear Bear, he's
just going
else.
With the flow. What is he doing?
He goes, yeah. But he's very smart, but he also... He thinks he's my boyfriend, so, you know, he doesn't allow Daddy to do certain things or, you know, come close. He wants to be, you know, up under me, but I have to let him know I'm Mommy. And yeah. And when he's, you know, when he's being bad, I have to let him know you don't do that. And give him little pep talks like, you're two. You got to be a big boy. So at this point, you know, it's just talking to them at their level and not trying to make them feel older than what they are, like you said.
Yeah.
And just remember, like, you know, they're still kids. Even though I want them to be older, I feel like they, because they talk like they're little people, you know, adults, they're still kids. And I have to be sensitive. I have to be sensitive to that she's only six. So even though I'm talking to her like an adult, she may not understand it. So I have to sometimes water it down and make sure, you know, that I'm getting my point across. And they're very smart, and they know how to, you know when I'm playing and when Mommy's not playing.
When you are serious. And they got to know the difference. It's a tone. It's a tone. Yes. We didn't do it on our own. This is a God-given thing. They just know the difference. Listen, Dominique, I just want to tell everybody, if you don't, you got to follow her on Instagram and Dietrich, because they post videos. I want y'all to have a show so bad. I really do, because I think y'all are hilarious. It's this video that Dietrich posted where the girls came from school. I guess y'all just picked them up, and they were playing these guitars that they made. This is my favorite video ever, because they was getting it. I mean, it did. Singing, and then once she was playing her guitar, oh my God, it was so funny. I love it. What do you think about y'all maybe having a reality show or something? I think we need it. It would be great.
I mean, I would love it, because now it'll be a different dynamic than when it was on Preachers in L.A. We had, you know, we had the last season, we had Denver, and she was just a baby. But now that they're older, it'll be very different, you know, seeing the dynamic of our family. And I would enjoy that, just allowing people to see how normal we are and how relatable Christianity is. Like, we're not these up-in-a-cloud type people. We know when to go there, but we know when to be, you know, balanced. You know, we like to have fun like everybody else. We deal with things just like everybody else, you know. But it'll be a different perspective when you see how a gospel artist would handle his wife in certain situations, or how he deals with his kids and things like that. And I think, like you said, I think it's needed in the culture where we have a lot of, I don't want to say negative, but, you know, I would say negative images of black men and black women, you know, in the world, where it's not like that all the time with all black people. You know, some of that stuff is scripted and it's for entertainment, but some people get their perspective of us as a culture from those TV shows and think that's how we are. But I think it would be good to see more black positive images of black families. So
yes, and light and funny, and then creative, because you guys are just so colorful. I mean, you got Dietrich. He's got that's one thing. He's got all the colors everywhere. He's just so talented in every way. And then you got your children that is so and then you are just like, you're just so mellow. I don't even know how you do it. You're just so cool and so calm and so mellow. And I'm like, and all of this energy around you, girl, I know you help you keep it together. And I just thank God for your family. It makes me smile. I can always depend on, if I go on your Instagram, that I'm going to see something that's going to make me giggle, laugh, or smile. So I'm just I need y'all to be on TV so the world can see this. What can you say to mothers out there for Mother's Day, guardians or whatever? What kind of words of encouragement can you give our listeners today?
Words of encouragement to mothers and guardians. I would just say, just enjoy life. Take time out for yourself, even though you're doing all kind of things for your family and your children and things like that, but just take time out for yourself. Don't forget that you have needs as well, and you have purpose, and you have dreams, and to fulfill those dreams, because somebody needs it, not just your children, your husband, things like that. Someone in the world needs to benefit from the blessing you are. So just take time for yourself.
Well, all right. Well, listen, Gina G, she's been waiting because she got a question or a comment. My co-host, Gina G, comedian, what you got to say to Dominique?
Well, good morning, Miss Dominique, and happy early Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Gina, you kind of took mine with the reality show. You took mine with the reality show, and as soon as you asked her, I was like, you know what, that's what I wanted to know, when we were going to be able to see this beautiful family on TV. So she kind of, you took it. So happy early Mother's Day is all I want to say.
hopefully we'll be on TV soon. So we're trying to make sure that's what the community wants. You know, we don't want to be, you know, sometimes it can be oversaturated, so we don't want to be in, you know, where it's like, ooh, it's too much of that. So hopefully
it's not enough of you guys at all.
Yeah.
It's not enough of them at all. I can't get enough of them.
It's not enough at all.
Them clips, they don't even post enough clips for me. I be looking for them.
Well, what they
Girl,
do when they woke up? Well, what
they
do at
the
lunchtime?
That one with the guitar, that just took me over. I was done with that. After that, I was like, okay, you hurry up and give them a contract, please.
I love it. And I love that you being busy and you still allow him to, you know, be head of household. So you still do things in God's order. And it's just a lot of respect that I give to you, because he is a busy man and he is in the limelight. And so for you to be the backbone and be able to play your role, it's very respectable, and it's really good to see. So I just want to thank you and just enjoy your Mother's Day with all your children.
Yeah, and your mother is funny too. Your mother, when I remember from the show, she's hilarious. So happy Mother's Day to you, Mom, if you're listening.
Yeah. Oh, well, she passed away 3 years. It'll be 3 years in July.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
So it's okay. No, it's okay. A lot of people don't know. But, yeah, it'll be in July 12th. It'll be 3 years. Yes.
Wow. So how are you dealing with that? And what can you say to Mother's Day, people that mothers have passed away as well? Maybe you can give them words of encouragement with that.
Well, I've been doing well. When it first happened, it was very difficult, but I get a lot of women on my Instagram that reach out to me about, you know, when they lose their mothers and how to deal with it. And I just remember the positive times, and I just incorporated a lot of the things that she taught me while raising me and my siblings. I incorporate that when I raise my children. So that's pretty much how I deal with it, and just make her favorite, you know, dishes that I loved from her, cook those for my family, and they enjoy them just the way that I do. And if you're missing your mom, go visit her, you know, go to where she is if you have the strength to do that, or just, you know, talk to her, or, you know, just encourage other people who have lost their mothers, and make them, you know, that'll kind of give you that therapy or that comfort you need from your mom. So that's how I deal with it year to year, just talking to people that have lost their mom and you know, kind of related to them and knowing that it's going to be okay.
Oh, you're such a strong woman, girl. Yes. Thank you so much, Dominique.
You.
And again, I love you even more, because I had no idea, and I apologize for that, but I'm so glad that it came up so you can be an encouragement to those that may be dealing with that as well. And also, if you haven't spoken to your mom, please reach out and talk to your mom.
Yes.
You only got one mother. You only got one mother, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. How can they follow you, Dominique? Where can they get in touch with you?
I'm on Instagram, and I'm on Facebook, and I'm also on Twitter. So all of it is all under Domarella.
Domarella. All right.
Domarella Cinderella.
Dominique is so, ain't she sassy? I love Dominique. Well, all right. Okay, go and follow Dominique under Domarella on all of the social media. And I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. She gives some straight shooters. She got straight to the point thoughts and led and prophetic and all of that opinion and all. She going to give it to you right now. I give love that. She's straight up no chaser. So go on and find out what she got going on and what she's saying over there. All right, Dominique, thank you so much. Now you are family to us. And anytime, girl, I got some ideas too. I'm going to have Joe Meacham call and we're going to try to see if we can do something. Because it's something that you said that I think will be really good for like a panel situation. So I'll run that by you. We'll talk about that and see if you're interested in that, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate that.
Yes, I love it. So listen, we got to get strong, powerful women together to represent. You know what I mean? So this is good.
Yes,
this is good. So listen, Lee, I want you to do a drop for me, okay? Doug's going to take a drop. He's going to leave to tell you what to say, but I don't want you to leave without doing a drop because I want them to hear your voice and all that whenever we, you know, talking about Dr. Gina's radio chat. Is that cool with you?
Absolutely.
All right. All right, Doug. Take care, Dominique. Dominique, love you. We'll talk
to
you soon.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're getting ready to shift gears. Gina G, we can go ahead and talk for a second because we're getting ready to go into Patrice and her daughter. Okay. Hi, Patrice.
Hi, Dr. G. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Gina G, you with us, right?
I am here.
Okay. Well, listen, Patrice, you got a new single out. And tell us a little bit about that, you and your daughter.
My daughter and I have dropped a new single called I Never Knew. We have been signed by Trey 4 Records out of Greensboro, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, as literally what people would now know as the first mother and daughter rap group in the history of rap. So, it's amazing.
That is so awesome. How did you guys come together with this? I know that you were doing some singing and, you know, you do your fashion designing and you preach and you're a minister and all of that stuff. How did this evolve with your daughter? How did you discover that she had the talent?
Well, she had, as she approached the eighth grade last year, you know, I started talking to her about, you know, being serious about what it is that she wanted to do in life. Because, you know, we were talking, I said, you know, you're getting ready to go into high school next year. This is your last year in middle school. So, you know, you have to start thinking about your next move in life, because after the ninth grade, it's going to go fast. And so, you know, she said, well, Ma, I know I want to go to Howard. And I said, okay, that's, you know, attainable. We can, you know, do that. So what I started doing was I started buying her Howard sweatshirts, you know, just to keep her motivated and, you know, things like that. And so I asked her, I said, well, what do you want to major in? And she didn't know. And so maybe like a week or so went by and she was like, Mom, I know what I want to do. And I'm like, okay. And she was like, you said I could do anything and be anything. And I was like, well, there's boundaries to anything. I was like, you know, it just depends on what anything is. And she says, I wanted to be a gospel rapper. And I'm like, okay, we could do that, I guess. And so at that moment, I had just started praying because I have four kids. I have three other children. And my prayer is always that God would give me the resources and, you know, the blueprint to help them get to where he's called them to be. And I've known Samira to always be a gifted child, even as a young, even as a toddler. She always loved to talk. So I thought it was an amazing career choice for her. And so I had called a couple of my friends who lived in North Carolina who had done work with R. Kelly and a couple of artists out there. They have a lot of hits on the radio down in the South. And I called one of my friends. He goes by the name of Jimmy. And I said, hey, Samaria wants to rap. And he said, I'll do her EP for free, no question. And so we ended up going down to North Carolina to do her EP. I wasn't even originally supposed to be, we didn't go down there as a team. We went down there as a momager and an artist. Samaria was an artist. And he had given her three beats back in November. And one of the beats, she asked me, she says, Mom, can you do one with me? Because she was nervous. She said, I'm kind of nervous. Can you do one with me? And I said, sure. You know, I write music. I've worked with a lot of people. I've done backup for Yolanda Adams, Christina Aguilera, Brian McKnight, B.B. King, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, you know, just to name a few. So, you know, writing is something that I'm passionate about. So I said, yeah, it was kind of like me holding her hand as she stepped into a role that I felt like I had done away with. And so when we got down to North Carolina, the owner of the studio, of the label, he heard the track, and he said, I want to work with your daughter. So I'm like, okay, cool, that's fine. He says, but I want to work with you too. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. I didn't come down here to be an artist. And he's like, you know, he started running down things with us and, you know, the glitz and, you know, just everything that would make this work as a mom and daughter team that has never been done in the history, like I said, of rap. You've had moms like Kiara Sheard and Karen Clark do, you know, features and, you know, sing on each other's tracks and music, but nobody's actually come together, named themselves as a group, and decided to come out and put music together. So I just, you know, I thought about it. He asked the question. He said, you know, would you become an artist so that your daughter could be everything she needed to be in life? And I thought about, you know, how Christ became sin so that we could be what we needed to be in the earth. And I said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And that's how we became a unit.
Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to go ahead and hear a little bit of this track. So after this commercial break, we're going to hear it. And it's called again, what, Patrice?
I Never Knew.
I Never Knew. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, I'm Jason Thickman. Catch me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Follow me on social media at Instagram, Snapchat, even Facebook at Jason Thickman.
All right. Well, listen, we're about to hear that song now.
Never thought that I'd be rapping here. Huh? Never knew this shit would be my year. What? My mama told me that I had a lot of talent, but I never knew the world would hit. Jay got me ballin' on disco it. From DC to NC, mixing it. Give me that track, I'ma spit on it. Lacks a dish. What you call it? Like China ear. 14 and I'm a misfit. The crane now, spin, take a pics. Mini yo, double 1-6. Center stage and I'm good ticks. Love them guys, I don't know it though. Nope. Hope I show it through my music flow. To represent the highest power living in me, what you call the Holy Ghost. Never knew that I'd be up on the stage, rapping and doing my thing, and I'd be giving God praise. Yeah. I never knew, huh, that I'd be reaching for stars, that I'd be reaching for Mars with the family in a new car. What if it's God? Never knew, never knew, never knew, I never knew, yeah, I never knew, never knew, Sammy, never knew, kill it, yeah, never knew. Duh. I thought that I'd be on Broadway, selling out shows like Beyonce. I thought my money be longer, but now but I left it, cause that's not what God say. We cooking up tracks, I'm in rental heat. You give me them bones, I'ma take the meat. See, I took the heart of the devil and crushed it in my hand, just call it the beast in me. See, bro, Dr. Ray, this ain't Cardi B. We coming in chariots history. See, my daughter be squeezing the boss, you can call it a hawk. You want a monster, here you go, hot. Not down for the cause, so what, just move on. We serving the Father, sign our holy wine. Suggest you get time, cause when he come through, don't ever, ever 1 a.m. say,
I never knew that I'd be up on the stage, rapping and doing my thing, and I be giving God praise.
Yeah. I never knew,
that I'll be reaching for stars, that I'll be reaching for Mars with the family in a new car. What if the sky? Never knew, never knew, never.
All right.
Oh my goodness!
Yay!
Woo!
I don't think I was supposed to be jamming like that. I really don't know if I was supposed to have been jamming the way I was just jamming, Doctor.
Well, I'm hoping everybody that was listening was jamming.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know what? That has such a 2018 rap, you know, mainstream sound to it, but you are definitely talking about Christ, and I'm just in love with it. Like, how do you even
come up with
that style and able to say such good, you know what I mean, such good things about the Lord in your raps versus what we're listening to today on the radio?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's about relationship. I try to ground my children, you know, not just Samaria, but, you know, all of my children in the Word of God. I give them, you know, a scripture a week to study and to learn. Right now we're on Romans 10:9. So, you know, I try to help them build their own relationship with God because, you know, when we grew up, it was like, you know, you do this because I say do it.
Right.
You know, you go to church because I say do it. You know, I want them to have their own love for God. And so, you know, Samaria writes her own lyrics, and her lyrics are spawned just out of her relationship that she is developing at 14, you know, with God. So she actually, you know, inspires me because I had no plans on being a rapper. If you listen, you know, to the song, it was just like, I thought that I'd be someplace else, but I'm here.
Yet you're here, and let my daughter take the lead.
Yeah, you was flowing. Yeah. You was flowing like you didn't, I couldn't tell you didn't know you was supposed to be no rapper.
Everybody said it.
I'm like, I know I can't do that.
When I stepped in a booth, they were like, I know that this is not your first time. And I'm like, normally when I get behind this mic, I'm singing for somebody. But, you know, my daughter, she literally, you know, and I thank her. I thank God for her, and I thank her because, you know, when the Bible says a child shall lead the way, she definitely led me to a place where I never thought that I would ever tread. So, you know.
Well, definitely, I definitely want to wish you a early happy Mother's Day. You are definitely doing your job as a mother, and you're doing great at it, letting your daughter and your other children have a relationship with God and having her, you know, live out her dreams and you living them with her. So I really commend you for that. I really, really do.
Thank you.
Let the people know where they can find you and your baby and your music and everything you guys got going on.
We're on Facebook at Samaria the Group. We are on Instagram. We just have Facebook and Instagram right now, and a YouTube. Our Instagram and YouTube are Sam, S-A-M underscore song, like Sam song, the phone, but it's S-O-N-G, Sam underscore S-O-N-G song. So right now we're still in our developmental stages. We have a photo shoot in Greensboro on the 19th of May, so we'll be traveling there. And we're just pretty much at the ground level, you know, just building everything up. So as you follow us on those social media platforms, we'll be sure to, you know, lead you to the other ones as we get them, you know, up and running.
Well, thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you so, so, so much. I want to know if we can get a drop from you. So please hold on. Doug is going to take care of that. And happy Mother's Day again. And we just going to move
Mother's
on.
Day.
And we're going to keep the train moving. Where
thank
is Jeff with our 5 minutes?
We got to get 5 minutes financial from Jeff.
Yes, we do.
This is our happy, this
Everybody.
Is Mother's Day special, just to let you know.
It is Mother's Day special, definitely. Most definitely it is Mother's Day special. It's going to be a bit of a different vibe today. This is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group, your Financial Five. And I want to talk about the elephant in the room for most people, and that's just how they're saving money for retirement. I mean, I'm in several different networking groups. I read a ton of information. I see a lot of miseducation out there. So it's not necessarily always what you don't know that's going to hurt you, but it's what you know that just ain't so, okay? And here's what I mean by that. Think about it like this. It's not uncommon for people to say, hey, yeah, I have car insurance because if something happens to my car, I want to make sure it can be replaced instead of having to pay out of pocket. Or I have health insurance for my health. I have disability insurance. You got all that kind of stuff. But when I ask somebody, well, what are you doing to protect one of the biggest things you're putting the most money into, which is going to be your retirement? Why don't we have retirement insurance? I never really understood that. People have insurance for everything else, but when an advisor mentions, here's a way for you to protect your hard-earned money so you're not getting killed in the stock market or any other kind of government blunder, people seem really confused at that being a possibility. Well, guys, I'm telling you, that is not, okay? You might hear me ask this question more than one time because I wanted to really think in. The stock market can only go up. It can go down, or it can stay the same. So if you removed any one of those arrows, which one would you want to remove? Most people are going to say, well, Jeff, let me remove the down arrows because they're tired of losing money. Well, you can't do that in a traditional 401k. And people have to understand what the 401k is. It's not a specialized, you know, tool, so to speak. It's just part of the tax code, which says, here's how you can save money. So all it is a place heading to let the IRS know exactly how the money should be taxed. Okay, so imagine being like a basket, and you're just putting stuff in the basket. Typically, people are putting stocks, bonds, and mutual funds inside that basket. Well, there's another part of the tax code that most people don't quite know. It's called 7702, and it's using a particular tool that allows you to keep your money and grow it safe yet productive. But one thing that it has over 401k, or two things, is going to be you pull the money out tax-free, and you have the downside protection. You do not have that in your 401k. So for people who are out there saying, you know what, I'm making some pretty significant income, I want to make sure I have a very comfortable retirement, but I don't want to go through 2007 and 8 again where I'm trying to figure out if this was ever a good idea for me to put money into those tools. Okay, if you're one of those people out there, we need to talk as in yesterday, because with everything going on in the tax code, most people have gotten a raise on their paycheck when you look at the exemptions and all the other cool stuff that's going on. But now we need to figure out what we need to do with that additional money. You have 7 years left of this 8-year window to do some significant planning that's going to set your tax-free income up for the future. Because every dollar that you don't put toward tax-free income now won't be there in the future. And when you're in retirement, you can't then say, uh-oh, well, can I backdate and act like I did it? No, it doesn't work the way it's going to cost you more money on the back end to make those changes. So this is the Financial Five. And again, make sure you understand there's a difference between 401k and 7702. And the biggest difference is going to be on taxes. Would you rather pay taxes on the seed or on the harvest? Think, if you was a farmer, would you rather pay tax on this one seed or all the crop that it's going to produce? If you're saying, well, I want to go ahead and pay the money up front, again, we need to talk immediately. So, again, this is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group. The best way to contact me is on Facebook. You can type in Facebook, The Hill Financial Group. You'll see my picture there. You'll learn more about my company. You can also reach out to me on Twitter or on Instagram, Jeff HFG, which stands for The Hill Financial Group. Or you can call me, 501-908-1582. That is my personal cell number. Call me. There's no cost or obligation for you guys to learn from me whatsoever, but it's really important that we start having the conversation now and addressing the elephant in the room. Ladies, back
that is
happy
so
Mother's Day,
great.
Ladies.
Thank you,
thank
so
you
much,
so
Jeff.
Much. I know, thank you. Get my money right for Mother's Day and on one harvest. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank
no
you
problem.
So
Thank you
much.
For having me.
Always.
Thank
You'll be
you.
Back next month. We love you. Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
Mother's Day. Mother's Day and money. Those two go together, Dr. Gina.
I know, right? I'm a show needed on Mother's
money.
Day, so I can do what I want to do.
I know, that's right. Well, you know what? If it is all right with you and the people, I definitely wanted to, with the What She Say Today, just give you guys and the mothers out there a lot of love and a lot of wisdom that I know sometimes we can't find it within, you know, our family and our friends. But, you know, we can always look to the Bible because it's always good words and good encouragement in the Bible. So I wanted to give two little Mother's Day quotes, if I may. Proverbs 13:24, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. So women and mothers, for those out there whose kids' grades ain't that good, or they ain't cleaning their room or washing their dishes, it is all right to take their video game, okay? It is all right to take their phone. It says it right in Proverbs 13:24. It may not say it like I'm saying it, but I'm telling you, it is okay, because we have to discipline, especially our sons, because if we ain't gonna discipline, you know the world will, okay? Proverbs 22:6, this is my last one. Train up the child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not part from it. So we already know, and we're doing our part as a mother and teaching our children how to love God, how to love themselves, and how to love and respect other people. They may go crazy sometimes. They may not do everything. They may get lost, but they will always find their way back. So I just want you mothers, and including you, Dr. Gina, and myself, as I look in the mirror, I know we don't think we're doing enough. We're not saying enough. You know, should we pull back? Should we go forward? But just know, as long as it's God's timing and we're doing what he has said in black and white, we're going to be all right. So I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You know, enjoy your day. It is your day. You do not have to spend it with your children or your husband, your man, whatever. People be like, Mother's Day, you're supposed to spend it with your kids. No. Mother's Day can be by yourself. You can take yourself to eat. You can do anything that you want to do. It is your day, mothers. And I just want to let you guys know that we love you.
Well, this is, we love you. I want to know, what are you going to do for Mother's Day?
Oh, my goodness. For Mother's Day, well, I know on Saturday I am doing a Pearls and Pumps brunch, Mother's Day brunch. I will be doing a comedy set there. And on Mother's Day Sunday, you know what? I'm going to do absolutely nothing, if that makes any sense at all. I want to just eat. I want to get on my DVR and watch all my shows without nobody asking me, Mama. Get a couple kisses in, and then I want to be left alone, and I don't want to have to do nothing. So right. I'm hoping that happens. What about you?
What I'm going to do, I'm so excited. I am going to go to, we're going to do, I haven't decided if I'm going to do a brunch or a dinner or what, but I know we're going to go somewhere, nice vegan restaurant. I've seen two of them that's supposed to be upscale like, so I've been wanting to try those. So I'm going to go to either one of those. And then I want to either go see the Avengers 4DX, or I might just go and do what I really want to do, which is scooter. I want to get a scooter. We have scooters in D.C. that we can rent.
Oh, yeah.
And I want me and Emmanuel to go scootering around the museums and the monuments and stuff.
Oh, now you done made my day. You know what? Oh, Lord. Your day sounds like it's going to be so fun.
That's what I want to do. I want
to
do that.
Find me something
That's
to do.
I want to do something active. You know what I mean? Oh. That's what I want to do. Yeah,
that's nice. Make sure you take plenty of videos and pictures of whatever you do on Mother's Day so you can post them on your Instagram, because I got to see. I have to see.
Yeah, I am going to take video. Everybody going to see it. It's going to be on social media. All right, listen, because I'm excited about it. I'm so excited about it. So I was going to do the 4DX, but I don't know. We might just have so much fun after we eat and go, you know, maybe do a brunch and then just do outside activity. That's what I really want to do, just be outside. Because it's springtime. It's nice, breezy weather, sunny and stuff. So I'm hoping that the weather is good. And we're going to go on and go from there. But listen, it's a happy Mother's Day to us all. Again, if you haven't talked to your mom, you need to talk to your mom. You need to call your mom. Life is too short. You just never know. And you need to talk to your mom. You only get one. You need to, you know, thank God for the time of your mom passed. Thank God for all the memories that you have. And just continue to live out the legacy and do the best you that you can be. And let God do that and take you through that journey. And just forgive and love God and love your family. And if you are a mother with your children right now, just love on them and just have a great, relaxing day. This is all about you. You know, don't be so sit down somewhere.
That's right. That's right. Down.
I can go down a list of things we be doing. Just sit down. That's what I can tell you. Try that. All right, listen. This has been a wonderful Mother's Day special. Dominique Haddon, wasn't that amazing? Love her. Okay.
Love her.
Love her. We gotta do something. We gotta all come together and put something together. We gotta do something. So we're gonna let the professionals, promoters do that, work that out. But I just loved the flow. So we gotta do that.
Yes.
But I loved everything she said. I hope you took something away from it, listeners. Also, Patrice Edwards and her daughter. That was amazing information and just the sound and. That was dope, flat out, just flat out dope. Okay, I mean, I'm excited to see where they're going and where God's gonna do with that. And Jeff Hill always giving us words of wisdom nuggets. I'm telling you, they're so powerful. You need to take his advice and get your money right. You know, I know
That's
I
right.
am.
That's right. Me too.
And Gina G, as always, love you as my co-host and my BFF girl. Love you so much. Words of encouragement, plus funny always. Listen, this has been an amazing show. Producer Doug always hooks us up. Thank you, Doug and Dawn. Y'all, we love y'all. Listen, this is amazing. Y'all have a wonderful, fruitful day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are joyful in it. Listen, you got to live healthy, live whole, living your destiny. We just seal and cover you all with the blood of Jesus Christ, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper in Jesus' mighty name. May you continue to live free and walk in your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right.
Amen.
This was great. Until next time, we are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.